Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, June 1st, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. Security company Eclipsium says it discovered a backdoor in the firmware for up to 271 gigabyte motherboard models. This could allow malware to hijack the firmware's built-in update installer. Eclipsium says Gigabyte's firmware did not properly authenticate code, making it vulnerable to potential man-in-the-middle attacks. Eclipsium recommends disabling the App Center download and install option in the firmware, blocking the three sites the updater contacts, and implementing a BIOS-level password. Gigabyte is working on a fix. Apple posted a reminder for its upcoming developers conference saying a new era begins. Join us for WWDC 23 on June 5th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Apple also published a blog post titled Code New Worlds. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman expects the keynote address to be longer than 2 hours and include information on a mixed reality headset as well as several new Macs. Gurman sources say Apple is testing two desktops in particular with the M2 Max chip and a brand new M2 Ultra chip. Large language models answer your questions by predicting a likely sequence of words. They do not look up information in the traditional sense, and therefore they'll sometimes put out words that say stuff that isn't true. OpenAI published a white paper on a new approach to reducing these so-called hallucinations. The technique, called process supervision, reinforces individual steps in the process of creating answers rather than only reinforcing conclusions. This would also let you see how the model reached its answer. OpenAI released a data set of labels it used to train by process supervision, but the paper still needs peer review. Christian Selig, developer of a popular independent Reddit reading app called Apollo, said Reddit told him they plan to charge $12,000 per 50 million API requests, which at Apollo's current usage would cost $1.7 million per month. By comparison, Twitter charges $30,000 more for the same number of requests. Reddit API requests have been free, but Reddit announced in April it would start charging for some API access. Bots and academic researchers will not be charged. Amazon agreed to pay the U.S. Federal Trade Commission $30 million to settle allegations of privacy violations in its Ring security and smart assistant divisions. The FTC alleges Ring allowed contractors in Ukraine access to all customer videos prior to July 2017, not just the ones they would need to carry out a particular job. And at least one employee abused the privileged, alleged to have viewed videos for personal entertainment. In addition to the fine, Ring will delete any customer videos and data collected from an individual's face and delete any work derived from those videos. The second suit alleged Amazon retained voice assistant data from children and did not honor requests for deletion. Amazon will delete inactive child accounts and some data and is prohibited from using that information to train its algorithms. Amazon is also implementing image scanning in its warehouses that can identify damaged products before orders are shipped. When it identifies damaged items, they are reviewed by humans before being rejected, but it is expected to reduce the number of damaged goods mistakenly shipped and speed up packing, as human workers will not need to check for damage as often. A Google Pixel 8 has been certified for Qi wireless charging by the Wireless Power Consortium. It was listed as certified for 12-watt Qi 1.2.4 charging, not the faster Qi 2 standard. This is an early publication of a certification as well. The Pixel 7 did not appear on the WPC website until after it shipped. One of China's top phone makers, Oppo, introduced a mixed reality headset Wednesday called MR Glass Developer Edition. It's meant to help designers design mixed reality apps. It runs on Qualcomm's Snapdragon XR2 Plus chipset. Stablecoin Tether, aka USDT, has recovered $20 billion in market value that it lost after the collapse of a different stablecoin called Terra USD. Tether is the world's most actively traded digital asset. Temporary image sharing network BeReal will test a chat feature called Real Chat with users in Ireland. BeReal normally lets users post one image a day with the option for two additional images if the first is posted within a two-minute time limit. Chat would let users send messages and images to friends in private whenever they want. Finally, Google Wallet will soon let users add a Maryland state ID or driver's license in any Android 8 phone with device lock enabled. Support also will come to Arizona, Colorado, and Georgia in the coming months. Google Wallet will also get the ability to create a digital version of any card with a QR code or barcode, like a gym membership or a library card. And users with RCS enabled in Google Messages will be able to add tickets and boarding passes for trains and airplanes directly from a text message to Wallet. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoy the show, why not tell a friend? Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.